The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
To this edition of Kiss Your Life Hello. We are very, very pleased to say that we have an exciting program ahead of you. This is Dr. Vijay, and without much further ado, I'm going to call on our co-host, Dr. H. Calling Dr. H, how are you?
I'm doing good, and the rowboats haven't started yet. Believe it or not, we've had rain for the past 3 days in Palm Springs, California, in the desert. Can you believe
that?
We've had about 3 or 4 inches of rain, with more rain coming. So I don't know what's happening, but when they say global warming, I really believe people need to listen.
Well, this is a difficult time with global warming all over the world. But having said that, we have some exciting programs here for you today. And, you know, that we hope will get your attention, you know, with what we're doing up here. Without much further ado, again, I'd like to talk about this section where we talk about the current news that's facing all of us. Dr. H, do you have something to share?
Yeah, this is really interesting because I've written several books on this, so I need to maybe change this around a little bit. This actually came from the FDA, the Federal Drug Association, and also the CDC, saying bisphenol A, BPA. Bisphenol A is the plastic, is a chemical that is used for more than 40 years in the manufacture of many of the hard plastic foods containing such as baby bottles and reusable cups and linings of metal food and beverage cans. Now, this what's really, really interesting is that if you look in the back, or if you flip up your bottle, hopefully you have your bottle of water that's closed, and turn it upside down, there's a recyclable number, a little triangle, and it'll say 1, 2, up to 9. And the 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6 are the safe plastic. The BPA, or the bisphenol A, what you're finding is very unhealthy and very toxic to the body, are your number 3 and number 7. And at one time, the BPA was approved, stamped approved by the CDC and the FDA, saying this is the better plastic. What happens is that, and I talked about this in some of my books, is that when you have these plastic bottles, say, for example, like living in Florida or even here living, you know, in Southern California, especially with the heat in Palm Springs, that when the plastics are in the car and the heat makes it even hotter, it has a tendency of absorbing the petrochemicals, so the BPA is supposed to protect it, but they're finding it's just the opposite. So a lot of these baby bottles that have these numbers 1, 2, 4, 5, or 6 over there, and you're heating up the baby bottles, the plastic bottles, it's leaching these chemicals. So there was a study done by the CDC just recently. So this is a completely turnaround of events. I just got this news this morning.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, what they found is that they did a study, did a urine specimen on 1,500 American adults, and they found over 90% of them had the BPA chemical still in their urine, still in their body. So they're putting out warning signs now with these plastic bottles, putting out warning signs of these plastics that have this BPA chemical in it for, like, the teething rings for babies. So it's not only the lead poisoning now, but now, you know, that possibly came from China with the toys and the little garments, the plastic garments, but now the BPA chemicals they're putting in it. So we need to do another study on this, and I need to read changes in a couple of my books, because I talked about BPA being healthy, and being the higher the number on the recyclable number, the healthier the plastic bottle, and just the opposite too. So it's not just heating up the plastic bottles, but it's also, some people in the summertime will put their plastic bottles filled with water and put it in the freezer to have cold water or to have ice in it. That's just as unhealthy. So read these labels. Read more information. It comes out of the FDA, and it's a statement that actually came out yesterday afternoon, and also from the CDC. So there'll be more information about over there. This is really important information, because plastic is around us, and we're drinking this, and it's absorbed in our body. And some of the laboratory results were very, very dangerous for the human being.
Well, that's a very important thing, because we live in a plastic-surrounded world. I mean, everything that we use, it's unescapable. You know, it's very important that we know that, especially, you know, we have baby bottles and baby sterilizers.
Yes.
You know, we need to know what we're doing. And the consciousness, the awareness is the most important thing. Well, I'd like to share something here about how best about dealing with type 2 diabetes. You know, when you talk about diabetes, you know, you have millions and millions of Americans here in the U.S., United States, who have diabetes. But you know that there are about 57 million people in the United States here now with pre-diabetes. So this is a condition that can lead to things like heart attack, stroke, and many, many cancers. And most doctors are just treating the diabetic condition, but they're not aware, really, of the pre-diabetic condition and what you need to do. And 50 to 60% of people who have it are undiagnosed.
Wow.
And what they need to do is to test their fasting blood sugar levels. And if it is between 90 to 100, and you have pre-diabetes, and if the diabetic, in the what we call the ACE test here is the hemoglobin A1C. And, you know, it measures your sugar level in your hemoglobin in your blood cells. It's a three-month average and should be well below 6. So your doctor can test for it, but along with strength training and watching the sugar and starch in your diet to control blood glucose, you know, there are a number of other natural herbs and products that they're finding now is actually helpful in people who suspect or know that they have prediabetes. And that's very important. And we're looking here in, there's a journal called Diabetic Care. There have been many, many diabetes care, and there have been many, many studies done, for example, on cinnamon. And cinnamon, when subjects took about 1, 3, or 6 grams of capsules of cinnamon daily, and after 40 days, they tested them again, and all of them, all the human patients in the trial, had reduced fasting serum glucose, triglyceride, and cholesterol levels. And while subjects not taking the cinnamon showed no significant changes. And in addition to that, the studies that have been done, you know, I've been looking at this very closely. They're looking at minerals including chromium, magnesium, vanadium, and zinc. And all of these help stabilize blood glucose and help the insulin, you know, our pancreatic insulin, perform normally. And fluctuating insulin can lead to binging. So it's very important to know, you know, some of the causes for your craving and, you know, your sugar addiction. And, you know, you want to take something really sweet all the time and you don't feel well, you're losing weight, tiredness, fatigue, you know, tingling sensations, frequent urination, especially at night, you know, frequent what we call polydipsia, frequent thirst, they all may be symptoms of a pre-diabetic or even a diabetic condition. So
it's interesting, Dr. Vijay, is that we really are mineral deficient in the United States. And you gave a number of 57 million people are pre-diabetic.
That's a huge number. That's why, you know, we're finding this obesity and rampant and,
yes.
And you know, people are not feeling well with themselves. So it's valuable to go and test your, you know, blood glucose levels, you know, or even your fasting levels. But even omega-3s, you know, they are very critical for diabetics. And it's very important, you know, for weight loss. And this helps with the fat oxidation and insulin sensitivity. So omega-3s are very, very crucial. And even vitamin D3, and we talk a lot about it,
right.
Dr. H.
Right.
You know, and they showed that most people, you know, who are pre-diabetic even, they come to show that their vitamin D levels are low. And a combination of vitamin D and calcium lowers the risk of, there is a greater risk of type 2 diabetes. You know, and if you give a person a supplementation, this was found in a Tufts New England Medical Center study. And they found that people who were given supplements of 700 international units of vitamin D and 500 milligrams of calcium prevented the increases in fasting blood glucose, blood sugar, while blood sugar levels increased in normal control group. So it's very important to supplement your diet with vitamin D3. Go out to get your sunshine. But right. If you can't get the sunshine vitamin, I mean, take a supplement together with your calcium and your minerals. And cinnamon.
Amazing. We have the ability here in the United States to have this. We can go to, you know, any of the health food stores around the country, and at least in the United States, and also in Canada, too, and have the ability to get this prevention, to help prevent these possibilities. And yet how many people, 57 million people, wow.
That's an incredible number of people, not to mention the millions who have a diabetic condition.
Right.
You know, and they face a lot of neurological problems, you know, disturbed metabolic rates in their body. You know, it's a very hard condition, you know, if you're on medicine every day, and then if that doesn't work and you become insulin resistant, you know, you have to go on injection insulin.
Syndrome X. I think that's the new name now, Syndrome X for diabetics.
Well, this is, you know, something that we need to talk about because these are all chronic diseases of our age that we're living in. And, you know, we need to be more aware of that because it's not that it happens to our neighbors but not to us, but we all have to be, like, on the vigilant, especially with the kind of diet, the sad American diet that we're, you know, faced with every day, you know. And we have a choice. We live with a choice every day, you know, what we need to eat and put in our bodies. But having said that, you know, it's not just, you know, food that we take in. And we talked about this in a number of our shows and interviews. And today we are very, very pleased to have a very exciting guest with us. She's Mrs. Donna Eden. And Donna has been a pioneer in energy medicine for more than 30 years. And she's among the field's most sought after, most joyous, and most authoritative spokesperson. Her book is called Energy Medicine, was the health book of the year at the prestigious Nautilus Book Awards, and it was the U.S. Book News Self-Help Book of the Year. Now, this is an amazing feat. It's been translated into 15 languages, and it is the classic in its field. And according to Dr. Jean Houston, Donna Eden's body energy work is perhaps the most brilliant, comprehensive, and effective system in the genre that I've ever seen. So we're going to have Donna come with us after the break, and we're going to be talking to her more about, you know, what is energy medicine and what it does for us. This is a very, very exciting field. What do you think, Dr. H?
Well, I'm fascinated with this. And I had the opportunity to meet Donna many years ago when I lived in Florida, and we'll probably refresh our memories of how we met. But energy medicine, I love the fact of... Well, actually, I'm going to hold it until we come back from a commercial break because there's something that she has over here that really, really struck a note for me, and I want to share this with the world.
So wait for us to come back, and we'll bring Donna Eden, the writer of the author of the book Energy Medicine, back with us after the break.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Vijay, and with us here today is Donna Eden. Donna, welcome to the show, and we're very, very happy that you can join us and talk more about yourself and your book, Energy Medicine. So
thank
welcome.
You. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us, by starting off there, how did you get into energy medicine? What is the story behind, something that here we can see you're very, very passionate about? And tell us a little bit more about your background.
Yes, well, I got into it because I was very sick. My body was breaking down. By the time I was 16, I had multiple sclerosis. And I just kept getting worse. And then I got asthma. And then I became allergic to all foods. I couldn't digest, I couldn't metabolize. The things that were supposed to be the healthiest for me didn't work in my body because my body just, it was fighting my own body. It was an autoimmune illness. So I had to figure out something else because nothing was working. And I had five different specialists say that I wasn't going to make it. The longest prognosis was 3 years. So everybody else was less than that. So on some level, I always thought that was the best thing that ever happened to me, that Western medicine gave up on me because I had to figure out how to heal myself. It is an interesting thing, but it didn't make me frightened. It just brought me home to myself. And I knew then that energy, just the energies that keep us alive and vital, or having a sharp memory and mind, or that strengthens our immune system, our energy is the life force and is the body's best and safest and most natural medicine on earth. And I could tap into that since I couldn't metabolize even food, or vitamins wouldn't break down. Nothing would work in my body. And I'm a great believer in vitamins. And now, though, they work in my body. But I had to teach my body how to work with vitamins, with food. And I realized that, for about 2 million years, we evolved naturally with this world, with everything that was natural. And probably about 150 years ago, that world we evolved for ceased to exist. And we don't have another million years to learn how to adapt or throw off toxins. We have to do it quick. We have to learn how fast. And the body is incredibly receptive. it will listen to you. You can learn to do the dance with your body. You can learn to communicate with your energies, and your body pays attention, and you can get well. I am far healthier than I've ever been in my whole life at an age where a lot of people say, well, this is the age you start to break down. Well, I built up, and I know that everybody can do that. And so I know that that energy is an intelligence that far surpasses our brains. You know, mm-hmm. It knows how to heal us. We just have to tap into that. And so I got myself well, to make a long story short, and I wanted to share it with everybody I knew. And so I started first working with MS patients, but then I just started working with people who had allergies. It just started growing and growing on its own, because when you heal yourself, you know something that other people haven't figured out yet. And I think that that's what I'd like to see with the whole world, that people heal themselves and then share what they find out.
Well, what brings me to the point over here in chapter one, I love this one paragraph, and I want to share with everybody, as I mentioned before the break. You state, your body is designed to heal itself. The ability of the body to maintain its health and overcome illness is, in fact, among nature's most remarkable feats. But you've been placed in a world that systematically interferes with this natural capacity, and your conscious involvement in your health is required if you are to truly prosper. We were talking to somebody a couple weeks ago, and I mentioned that an oncologist was asked a question, what's the first thing a person needs to do when they find out that they have the ugly C word, you know, cancer? And the doctor said the person needs to take responsibility. And I love the fact that this ties in exactly what you're saying, is that if we listen to our own body, we've been taught not to listen to our body. And Dr. Vijay and I have been talking for months with this, is that take responsibility, listen to your body. Your body will tell you what you need if we're willing to listen to it. And I think that's what energy medicine is all about. Isn't that correct?
That's exactly right. It's about claiming the healing abilities we inherited from our ancestors from millions of years ago, who had to heal themselves in order to survive. And that's all inside of us. And it turns you on to life. It thrills you down to your toes to see how your body responds. And you believe in the miracle that we really are. And so, yeah, thank you for reading that.
What are some of the examples on how to do this? I know, you know, in the book, and hopefully everybody can get the book. And by the way, let's do a little plug. How can we get the book?
Well, you can go to our website, learnenergymedicine.com, or just put in Donna Eden. You'll get there, too. But there are, yes, throughout the book, we have many, many techniques. And we give a five-minute routine, that if you take 5 minutes out of your day or take it twice in that day, you will begin to build up energy habits that overcome the bad habits. You're like my body. I mean, it would not metabolize much of anything, but it metabolizes everything now. And you will get quicker responses from taking vitamins, from taking minerals. Your body will respond faster if your energy is flowing as it is meant to. If it knows how to throw off some of the environmental stresses that we have. And I always want to say, energy is free. We live in a world where people can't afford to be healed. And gosh, if they just learn these simple techniques that you can learn in a book, or there are classes all over the country also for energy medicine, you will get dividends for the rest of your life.
Well, one of the examples in the book, you talk about temporal tapping.
Yes. Temporal tapping is a great exercise. That's not mine. The many different cultures use some form of temporal tapping thousands upon thousands of years ago to take away pain, because But you can also use it to change a bad habit you've got. You know, to say, to tap on the left side around your ear, around your temples, behind your ears, to tap on the left side something like, you know, I no longer enjoy smoking, and tap it five or six times, and tap on your right side, I enjoy a smoke-free environment, or you say a positive on the right side. And that's actually one of the longer exercises. There are things like, let me give you an example.
Sure, please.
Say if you're driving home at night and you're starting to fall asleep, or you're reading a book and you start to fall asleep, take your fingers and come up to your collarbone, come to the corners of your collarbone right up underneath your chin at the bottom of your neck, and below that corner, if you drop about a half an inch or three quarters of an inch, most people will find an indent there.
Mm-hmm.
These are the 27th points on kidney meridian. And if you massage them when you're really falling asleep, you'll find that it starts to wake you up. You start to get alert again. And what that does is K27, kidney 27, is a junction point for all the meridians in the body, and it flips them around so that suddenly they're going forward and you're not falling asleep. The meridians are the pathways that all the acupuncture points are on, and so K27 is very important.
Now, that's really great. So you just tap into that point just below that?
Yeah, tap it or massage it. Reach to that point below the corner of your collarbone, about a half an inch, and most people have a little indent there. Mm-hmm. And it's right next to the sternum, and massage there. Do you have any tenderness? And what it does is it sends energy up to the eyes and flips meridians around so they go in the right direction. And it's so simple. I'll tell you one that I love. And I used to have to use exercises all the time, but your body after a time learns the habits, so that if something toxic is coming your way, your body learns how to either adapt to it or throw it off. But I still do some things that I'm more vulnerable to, and if I get very stressed, I know exactly what to do. But say, okay, I'll have you two do this. Put one finger in your belly button and
okay.
Pull it up. Pull your belly button up. And
okay.
Your other finger put to your third eye. Pull them both up. And for some people, they will automatically take a deep breath. For other people, they'll have to take the deep breath. But it hooks up two major meridians in the body that in our Western culture, we walk around unhooked a lot.
Hmm.
because we're thinkers in our culture. Everybody's up in their heads. And because of that, a force that is meant to go through the front brain and then go over your nose and hook at the back of your throat with another energy that comes up the front of your body and hooks at the back of the throat doesn't stay hooked. So then you're more vulnerable to falling apart, to getting tired, to feeling wiped out, to not being able to think. But if you just keep yourself hooked up with your third eye right at the above the bridge, right at the bridge of your nose, and then at your belly button, and pull them both up to above your head, and it only takes about 15 seconds, and suddenly your body learns to stay hooked up and not just stay in your head, because the energy is moving through your body well.
Well, thank you so much for this information, Donna. Now, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back from the break, we want to ask you more questions
okay.
about what energy medicine really is and more
okay.
exercises to follow. So
okay.
stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Steps to a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues?
Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE. Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello, with Dr. VJ and Dr. H. We have the pleasure and the honor to be speaking with Don Eden, who's wrote this fabulous book called Energy Medicine. I want to give a quote by Bernie Siegel. Bernie was on our show when we first started. His quote for your book is, "It is time for minds to open and bodies to heal. Read, learn, and explore your innate healing abilities." This is very powerful, coming from a lot of people that are very well known in the holistic field. You know, we talked about some of the different exercises. Give me give all of us, you know, a couple example of some of the cases that were the energy medicine helped after other conventional or even alternative treatments did not work.
Oh my gosh, I can give hundreds, but I'll tell you something most recent that occurred. Somebody called me and said, "Donna, go on to the cystic fibrosis blogs. You'll be amazed what you read." So I went on, and they were all talking about, they were giving each other information of the things that really helped them out of Energy Medicine book to help their cystic fibrosis. Mm-hmm. They were sharing with each other what has made them be able to breathe better. And these are people who have not even taken classes. They have simply been learning and figuring things out on their own. I've worked with a lot of cancer patients. Oh, I'll tell you something wonderful.
Please.
One of the things that is happening is that the world is changing, and many, many Western medicine doctors are climbing on board and being and partnering more now with energy medicine. Like Dr. Oz, Mehmet Oz, said on Oprah that energy medicine is the next frontier in medicine. And one of our students, who is now no longer a student, but we see her all the time, she has started a department at MD Anderson Cancer Clinic after she was able to prove to the cancer doctors that energy medicine made a difference. Here is a place where everybody's going to be having chemotherapy or surgery or radiation, but like, for instance, when she would give a 15 or 20 minute treatment of energy medicine while the person was getting chemotherapy. They didn't get nauseated and they didn't lose their hair.
You know, that's very interesting because I actually work a lot with MD Anderson Cancer Center.
Right.
In fact, we have very close connections with them with the some of the clinical studies we're doing. And I've been very, very impressed by how open they are and more the prestigious and the well-known cancer centers or research institutions in our country are now taking on that, you know, conventional medicine, you know, traditional medicine that's being practiced by Western, you know, trained scientists and doctors can be used, can be combined with energy medicine because that's such a natural healing. And you spoke about Dr. Mehmet Oz, and actually what a coincidence because I worked with Dr. Mehmet Oz here at Columbia University, and he is a pioneer in energy medicine. In fact, he was one of the few surgeons who would actually have a Reiki master or, you know, soothing music in the operating room as he's working on, you know, difficult cardiothoracic cases, you know, patients with difficult cardiac problems in the operating room. So that's amazing that doctors are now coming on board.
Oh, it is wonderful. We rarely teach classes. I teach all the time. And by the way, you can find out if I come anywhere near your where you live on our website, learnenergymedicine.com.
Absolutely.
But, we have lots of physicians now who take our classes. We just came back from a class in Costa Rica, and you know, and there were, I think, five doctors in the class. We always see a certain number of doctors now, which 10 years ago it wasn't true. You know, it's like, wow, things are really changing. And they have their own organization that they are starting of physicians who use energy medicine. And it's very, very thrilling. And I don't think it's an elective course any longer. I used to think how wonderful if people took this. But now I think we have to because we need practical and safe techniques that anyone can use. And we need to teach our children how to heal themselves so that they can feel empowered. And by the way, energy medicine is not just for the natural medicine that energy is, but it also helps you learn better. So kids in school really benefit from learning energy medicine, and they're quick learners, and they love doing it because they get quick feedback about how suddenly they can learn some subject that they were having difficulty with. And also, I think this is important to know the tools that you can use before reaching for medicines that are often overprescribed. I mean, a fact that I just saw on CNN was they think that at least maybe over 110,000 people died last year taking prescribed medicines as they were supposed to, not doing it wrong. They took it as they were supposed to, but we are all unique individuals, and I think that's one of the ways energy medicine is going to impact Western medicine, is that understanding of what will work on one person may not work on another, because our energies are unique to us, and there are ways that you can energy test a person to find out if something will work. Like before my book came out, I worked with a lot of doctors and an anesthesiologist to test the anesthesia that a person was getting before an operation. And many times the anesthesia might have been okay, but it was maybe twice as much as they needed or something like that. It's most interesting. The body will give you information. And I am very excited about the future right now of people learning that they are already a healer.
You know, it's important for our listeners to know, too, that energy medicine is not replacing conventional medicine.
No.
It's complementing. It synergistically just works with it. I had a TV show in Florida many years ago called Partners in Healing, and I would say energy medicine and conventional medicine or even natural medicine is partners in healing.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's like, I mean, that's what we all want. We want the best of both worlds. And, you know, I remember your program in Florida. I just have to say that. And I loved it. I remember. Okay.
That's awesome, Donna. is suppose you have, you know, you see and you feel energy. And this is a frequent question that people ask us, you know, can someone who doesn't have these abilities use the methods that you describe in your book?
Oh,
can beginners really begin to help themselves or learn to help themselves from just reading your book, for example?
Yes, absolutely. First of all, there's nothing in the book that can possibly harm you. It will always benefit you. But I am spending my life teaching people how to be able to speak the language of energy, whether they can see it or feel it. And one of the joys is that people who feel like they are not sensitive in any of the ways with energy, when they start doing it after a while, they become more and more sensitive because those portals of senses open up more and more the more you work with energy. And so I often see non-believers become believers when they see not only the results, but how their sensory systems begin to open.
Well, one more time, how can we get the book? And I understand that you have some courses, too, that people can take.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I teach all the time. And we also have a certification program. It was a 2-year, but people are even wanting more. So many people are going on to even a 4-year. But after 2 years, we put them up on our website so that people all over the country can find out who is doing this in their area. And on our website, learnenergymedicine.com, you can order books, you can order DVDs. If you can't get to a class, you can learn it on a DVD. I'll come into your living room, and you can just follow me. But it also gives all of the classes on our website. And I teach weekend classes, I teach 5-day classes, and sometimes I'll just teach an evening class just to get people started. But other people now are teaching all over the country as well.
Wonderful.
Well, that's really amazing because, you know, we know that energy medicine has a lot of science behind it.
Yes,
and you alluded to the fact, Donna, that you've been involved in helping, you know, doctors and anesthesiologists included to figure out different, you know, clinical protocols, what works for some patients. Because medicine is a very, very individualized, practice.
Yes.
What works for one person may not work for another person, or maybe in different kind of levels of dosages and, you know,
That's
levels
right.
of treatment. So it's so great to have you, you know,
Thank
talk
you.
About this very, very important area, that we are all different and we all have this healing capacity in us. I just want to take this opportunity to thank you again and to tell everyone that Donna Eden is a pioneer, really, in energy medicine, and her book is called Energy Medicine. It's available in all the stores, the major bookstores, in Amazon.com, and the website that you can go to is www.learnenergymedicine.com. So thank you once again, Donna, for being on
thank
our
you.
Show. We'd love to have you again.
Thank you very much. Well, I really enjoyed it. Okay.
Well, same
bye-bye.
Touch. Thank you, Donna.
Bye-bye, you too.
Bye-bye.
So when we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more about what energy medicine has been affecting both Dr. H and myself in our lives amid what a profound impact it has in our health and well-being. So stay tuned with us when we come back from the break.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Wake up with a unique daily show covering the world of sports with a new perspective. Get Off the Bench with Mitchell John. We'll bring you the current sports news and events happening now, not later like the others. Your first look at sports will feature the news and views from professional, college, and high school sports. Tune in with Mitchell John for a can't-miss program every weekday. Catch Get Off the Bench with Mitchell John weekday mornings at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Baby, baby. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. We have had a wonderful session with Donna Eden, and she has been an amazing, amazing teacher for the several decades now, talking about and teaching people, especially doctors in conventional medicine, practitioners, and just people, you know, how to heal themselves. And it's an amazing experience learning how to do it if you haven't done it. And if you are a practitioner of energy medicine, you believe in it, you know, her book has many exercises that you can take on and start doing as a daily practice for yourself. Dr. H, you and I have had many, many episodes in the past where energy medicine has helped us with our health and well-being. And, you know, would you like to share one episode that you remember when you had to use energy medicine for yourself?
Well, I know it gets really confusing for a lot of people because, for example, like what I started at the beginning of the show about BPA, you know, the plastic, the chemical used in plastic, that it was healthy. Now they're finding it's unhealthy. So we're told that butter is good, then we're told the butter is bad, and then we're told butter is good, and the same thing with eggs. If we listen to our bodies, it'll tell us, you know, synergistically what harmonizes for ourselves. You know, one of the things that I learned in energy medicine, and I like the fact of tapping. I used to call it the thymus thump. You know, where you call it thump your thymus, and that's where she was talking about. And if I want to strengthen my immune system, so simply, you know, I just tap on it. And so that's what I was doing when she was going through that. The same thing, and we can probably have somebody on our show one day talking about what's it called, EFT, emotional frequency.
Yes.
Where the
tap is.
And so we can hone into our body. And I love the fact too, because it was so important to be emphatic that this is not to replace supplements, not to replace, you know, surgery or any other type of conventional medicine, allopathic medicine that we need, but listening to our body and telling us exactly, you know, what it needs, and we can help ourselves by just going inside, whether it's through meditating that you and I believe in, through tapping, through just doing some guided imageries, and just believing in ourselves and listening to ourselves. And again, I love the fact that how she starts off with chapter one. I mean, she's just so right on.
You know, I think it's amazing because I've been involved in experiments in energy medicine because I was a practitioner and I started seeing other practitioners, you know, like what Donna talks about, you know, working with difficult, you know, patients with very challenging and difficult health conditions. And I've seen miracles happen right in front of my eyes. And I've been involved in this, you know, energy medicine research for several years now. And been amazed at, you know, how you can measure it, actually, and how you can do experiments to show, you know, how the energy medicine is helping and what kind of energy is being released and transmitted. Like Qigong is different energy from Reiki,
right,
energy,
right,
from therapeutic touch. You know, we can practice so many different forms of energy medicine now that it's very, very therapeutic for all of us to get into something that we are comfortable with and we can do on a daily basis. For myself, when I get ill, or you know, when I had my fibroids and I was bleeding a lot, yes, it was one of the turning points when I had to, like, you know, be in bed and I can just put the hand over the womb and you know, start healing myself. And you can actually feel when you have like inflammation in your body, you know, any part of your body, if you put your hands there, that your palm of your hands will start getting hot. And you know that, you know, you can just leave your hands there and start sending positive energy that you can take away the pain and the heat. And in a few minutes, sometimes 20 minutes, sometimes half an hour, the energy starts changing and shifting. And it's amazing how much better you feel after that. And sometimes, you know, we like to have other practitioners work on us, like Reiki, you know, energy medicine healers, or, you know, therapeutic touch healers, or even a very good Qigong master. But some, I always tell people that, you know, it's good to have someone work with you, but learn it yourself, because you can practice on yourself and your family and your children. Do you know that children are one of the easiest people to practice with?
Yes. Yes.
Because they are so receptive, they're so open. And no, love it, you know, to work with children.
What's interesting is that this is common, it's almost everyday conversation with people with various forms of energy medicine, like you mentioned, Qigong, Reiki, Tai Chi, just a hands-on healing. So it's not something that's way out there in the extreme. This has become an almost everyday type of thing. And I love the fact, too, and Donna mentioned, too, that a lot more practitioners, your allopathic conventional doctors, even your holistic doctors, are now going into this form of maybe even having somebody in their office to complement what they're doing and what they're, even if they're prescribing something, to have some healing done with that. It's good. It's not something that is so to the extreme where people say, well, no, I never heard of that. But yet, it's been around. It's been around for a long time, and it's coming to the forward now to be an everyday conversation.
Yes, and you know, it's interesting because we are not evolved at a stage that we can talk about it in our you know, natural mainstream, you know, medicine, or you know. But more and more doctors, like you said, when patients bring it up, they'll say, "Yes, you can just go and you know do what you can if that you believe in it."
Right.
You know, it's good to check with doctors, you know, what they think, especially if it's your own family practitioner or someone you know. And I always tell people that you need a team approach. Have somebody that you know who's good in energy medicine, who's a good practitioner, and every now and then on a regular basis, go and see the person and just check your body. Just check your body, like a scan. So instead of paying a lot of money for a body scan when you don't need it, you know, just do a scan, learn how to scan yourself, you know, where the problem areas are in your body, if any energies are being blocked. And good practitioners, you know, like Donna Eden, she has DVDs and courses that you can go and check out. She's a very, very open person. She's, you know, she's got so much of wisdom to impart. And I've seen a lot of people who have been very ill, and when they recover, their whole life changed. The perspective on their lives and why they're here, they change. And many of them go on the healing path and wanting to share their healing experiences with other people. So Donna has made an amazing, amazing recovery from a diagnosis like multiple sclerosis, an autoimmune disorder, you know, that, and mostly people, you know, think that, oh my God, my life, the quality of my life, you know, is going to be very poor. But here is Donna talking about how she recovered. You know, sometimes when you're put against the wall and conventional medicine, you know, practitioners, they give up on you. Sometimes that's the start of your own healing, you know, as I have found out too. But, you know, that's amazing story. And we want to hear from you listeners that if you have amazing stories to share with us, please email us, write to us, call us. We would love to talk to you. And if it's appropriate, we'd like you to come on our show and talk about it to our other listeners. Because you never know when your story is going to make an impact on others. And that's
Dr. Vijay, next week would be a great time for people to call in to ask us questions, because we're going to talk about preventing cancer through the fermented soy, through the curcumin, through zeolite, through some of the books that I've written, through some of the information that you have. And this would be a great opportunity for people to get an education. Also, if they've If they have any questions, they can call us next week, and or they can email us at info@kissyourlifehello.com.
Well, thank you for sharing that, because we love that you, our listeners here, are sharing with us their experiences, and we want more of you to share with us, what the show has been for you, and how we can, bring more information here, or the kind of topics that you want to see discussed on our show, because this show is about you and your life, and we are all partners in that, in this journey, life's journey. So having said that, I just want to end off for today's show. I want to thank everyone for listening in, and especially Donna Aiden for being such a fabulous guest. And till we see you again next week, I want to wish everyone a wonderful, magnificent, and a blessed week ahead. Take care of yourself. Keep smiling.
If no one's told you that they love you today, let me be the first. I love you all, and we'll hear from you and talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.